I've got Mark Rosen in Bloomington, Indiana. We got Mike Woodley with us here in Minnesota. Anything we should know that's happening prior to the game tonight between the Hoosiers and the Gophers, Mark?
Well, I think it's just, Steve, a matter of the Gophers having to play as sound a basketball game as they could possibly play, almost duplicating their performance against Wisconsin at home. It's going to take that kind of an effort, I think, to beat Indiana, a team that has the longest home winning streak in the nation at 38 in a row. Indiana's success has been going to the free throw line. They managed to get there about 35 times a game when they're winning. And that means the Gophers, Kolander, Zigabazabo, Vashon Leonard, you name them, are going to have to try to stay as fundamentally sound again and to stay out of foul trouble, because Indiana forces you to be in those situations, and they're so good at it, especially here at Assembly Hall, where you know they get the benefit of the calls because Mr. Knight is staring down the officials. So those things do happen, but Indiana is very sound, and it's going to take that kind of a game by Minnesota to win it.
Randy Carter will have to guard Henderson. Can he do it?
Well, I think they're going to, at the start, he's going to have to. I mean, no one's been able to guard Henderson this past week. He's been the Big Ten Player of the Week, scoring 24 and 26 points, but they want to put that wide body of Randy Carter's on him to try to slow him down and maybe come back with a little bit quicker player as well. But they're going to come out playing man-to-man, and the one man who really concerns the Gophers beyond Henderson, who's been the obvious terror for him, is Brian Evans, because he's the one really outside shooting threat that Indiana has. And if he's got it going, it could be a long night for Minnesota. If he's cold from the outside, the Gophers can afford to give him and sag in a little bit and force Indiana to beat you from the outside.
You haven't mentioned Bailey or Pat Graham.
Well, you know, when you start talking about Indiana, you can go right down the list, but Damon Bailey has been playing the kind of basketball that everyone expected him to play when they recruited him. He was under a tremendous amount of pressure when he came to Indiana. He was like sort of the golden boy, and it's taken him now until his senior year to really come through. And his presence has really offset the loss of the graduation of Calvert Cheney. Not that they play the same position, but just that sort of spiritual, inspirational leadership that Bailey controls the game, and he just makes you run all night trying to catch up with him.
Are the students at the game already?
They're just filing in right now. They have about 6,000-7,000 that show up here. And, you know, of course, it's just a sea of red down here. Every game's been sold out forever. And it's a passionate experience and a very difficult one for any road team. Although the Gophers like playing here. They should have won here a year ago. They could have won, but Ariel McDonald got called for that five-second phantom call that they like to say. And, Haskins won here a couple of years ago, but it's very difficult to beat Knight here.
Now, did you say they've won 38 straight at home?
Yes, they have. It's the longest home winning streak in the country. They haven't lost here in nearly 3 years.
That's incredible.
It is, especially in this day and age. It's an awesome record.
I know you've got work to do with the television, so I'll let you go, Mark.
Thanks, Steve.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. And we'll be back with Mike Woodley on Cannon after we hear this.
Hi, everybody. John Gordon with my good friend Bill Ward, general manager at Jim Lupien's Herald Chevrolet GO494 35W Bloomington. Hey, Bill, folks are looking for good used car deals. Can they get them at Herald Chevrolet GO?
Absolutely, John. We've got the best selection of used cars, trucks, and vans we've ever had. Here are just a couple of examples. An 89 S10 Chev pickup, sale price at Herald just $59.95. For 4x4 truck buyers, how about an 87 Ford Extended Cab 4x4, only $9,895. And hey, if you're looking for a nearly new 1994 S10 Blazer 4x4 loaded with equipment, only 7,000 miles, it's sale price at Herald just $19,495.
Pip Steinberg calls me the other day. He says, John, tell Bill to remind the folks about the Hot Lease Program.
Oh, absolutely, John. We're talking about great deals. Brand new 1994 Prism sedans loaded with equipment, including air conditioning. You can lease it for only 36 months for just $189 a month with zero down.
That's Jim Lupien's Herald Chevrolet Geo 494 35W. 2 miles west of the Mall of America, Herald Chevrolet Geo. A member of the Jim Lupien family of dealerships.
Mike Woodley with me. Mike, who will you have on your show tonight from 6:15 to 7?
The abbreviated version. I'll have Mac Boston on for a little bit. We're going to talk about team nicknames. I know the Gophers did not want to schedule any teams with offensive names. And with St. John's, the Redmen coming up Sunday, I got a few questions for Mac.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to mention before I let you go?
Well, our good friend Chris Carter, I just learned moments ago, he will be going to the Pro Bowl. Sterling Sharp has an injury, so Carter will be the backup to Michael Irvin. And so nice to see Chris get the honor and a nice season.
Anything else new from Atlanta?
Not really. They're just getting ready to play the game. And thank goodness they don't have the extra week of hype. But next year, Steve, they're going back to this two-week format. Why? I can't figure out for the life of me, but the last time we had a good Super Bowl was when they only had a week. That was 3 years ago, Buffalo and New York. Mm-hmm. And the last great Super Bowl before that, the highest rated ever, the San Francisco win in the Silverdome over Cincinnati, there was only a week. I think it's proving a trend here, but the NFL is still going to go away from it next year and put that extra week in there.
The latest out of Portland, Oregon is that Galooly, the ex-husband of Ms. Harding, is going to sing. He's, as mm-hmm. we speak, He is speaking to the authorities with his attorney in Portland, Oregon. The word out there is he will implicate Tanya in the plot to injure Ms. Kerrigan.
They're saying he'll serve her up on a silver platter. I think that was the quote Jeff Galluli was attributed with. And meanwhile, you see the group in Chicago, Steve? A group putting up $5 million for Nancy and Tanya to have a skate-off after the Olympics. I'd like to see full contact figure skating, you know?
That'd be good.
Smack that beer on the TV and they come out in pads and go after each other.
Talk to you later. Mm-hmm. Mike Woodley on the Cannon Mess.
Is this a new thing?
It's come a long way.
I mean, I don't recall them ever tasting this good.
Then it's time you tasted Quaker Rice Cakes.
Hey, it tastes good. It's sweet.
I like it.
I love that caramel one.
Caramel? I'm in trouble.
I could eat a large quantity of these.
Whoa.
Major crunch going on here. Seriously, tasty treat.
So if you feel like you're snacking,
fat, 0 grams, zero.
Fat-free Quaker Rice Cakes. You gotta taste them.
Can we take this home with us?
We're slipping into the WCCO Traffic Central, and here's Dean Spratt.
Well, things are getting a little bit better as you move around the metro. 169 north to 394, the stall there has been taken care of, as has the one in downtown St. Paul, 94 eastbound the area around 7th Street. And they're making progress up on Highway 36 as well. We go to the helicopter, Jerry Peterson.
Well, in fact, the good news, everything has been cleared up. The crash and the stall, so all lanes of traffic open. 36 eastbound has moved through the 35W Common. Still heavy and slow, though, from 280 all the way out towards Rice Street. That's ShopRate 3 traffic.
Mike Lunch is with us for a final forecast on the Cannon Mess.
Yes, and we have a snow job coming our way tomorrow. Tonight, just some flurries. Overnight low around 13, and then tomorrow 4 to possibly 6 inches of snow around here. Heavier snow south of the Twin Cities, maybe 10 inches in extreme southern Minnesota. Our high tomorrow about 24 degrees with 4 to 6 inches of snow. Snow tapers off tomorrow night and clearing on Friday with a high of 24. Right now in the Twin Cities, it is currently 17.
It's the Cannon Mess.
At Nelson Furniture Galleries in Woodbury, many salespeople are called, but very few are chosen.
Why do you wish to work for Nelson?
Commissions, pal. You know, do-re-mi, the stuff that makes the world go round.
Next.
Nelson hires only employees who are educated and effective communicators. People who can listen and understand. People who will make your decorating dreams come alive.
I like, you know, working with people and stuff, and I like hearing about their problems and kids and...
Next!
Many of our salespeople have degrees in decorating, but more than that, all of our salespeople have an acute sense of style and elegance with a keen eye for quality.
Furniture stores are so quiet, I can do my homework in between customers.
Next!
After all, considering the money you invest in furniture, don't you deserve exceptional service? Nelson Furniture Galleries, 2 miles east of 3M on I-94. Exit on County Road 13.
Nelson's Pennsylvania House winter sale is going on now, featuring formal country and contemporary pieces, each carefully crafted to reflect old-world attention to detail and the warmth only solid wood can provide. Stop in today.
Jumping out of here on the Cannon Mess. We've been here for 3 hours. I know it seems like six. Stay tuned now for Mike Woodley and an abbreviated sports night show until 7. And then we switch you via the magic of WCCO radio to Bloomington, Indiana, to Assembly Hall, where the Indiana Hoosiers have won 38 straight games without a loss. A record for any college club ever. Can the Gophers upset the Dope tonight? Morgan Mundane, what do you say?
I say no. Gophers can't handle Indiana there. I don't know who the Gophers can handle on a road beside Northwestern. Final score, Indiana 69, Minnesota 59.
And our broadcast begins at 7 with a tip-off and the voice of Ray Christensen here on WCCO Radio. Jumpin' Joe Jonkis was our engineer tonight, and Joe was not adequate, but he's a class guy. pretty how classy Joe is. He'd bother a pallbearer for a light for his cigarette. What are you up to tonight, Morg?
I'm going over to Discount Center. I'm going to watch the Wolves play Carl Malone, the mailman for the Utah club.
The Wolves going to win tonight?
No, they can't handle Malone. They never have. They block up the middle. He shoots from the outside. If they cover up the outside, he goes inside. This man is tremendous.
You going to eat with me over at the game, Mark?
No, I'm going to a new spot that's just opened up in northeast Minneapolis. So I'm going to take a cab up there. I'll be back for maybe the second half of the game.
What's the name of this joint?
The Cram-a-Lot Inn.
The Cram-a-Lot Inn. Sounds like a nifty place.
It is indeed.
All right, stay tuned now for the news that's coming up next on WCCO. And I'll be back with Joe Junkus and the Little Cannons tomorrow afternoon at 3. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, I got the moolah.
Are you currently losing money on your investments after taxes and inflation? Don't be shocked. Most people are. I'm Bill Nolan of the Wall Street investment firm of W.J. Nolan & Company. As a solution, we recommend high-rated, tax-free, zero-coupon municipal bonds. Their deeply discounted prices will, in most cases, allow you to double or even triple your money if held to maturity. They offer a true compounded yield that lets you lock in a high rate of return and avoid the risk of reinvesting when interest rates are down. Call us at 1-800-537-9144. We'll show you how to double or even triple your money and keep it all. Call right now, 1-800-537-9144. That's 1-800-537-9144. After all, it's your money and your future.
W.J. Nolan, member SIPC and the New York Stock Exchange. A minimum investment of $10,000 is required.
The Super Bowl, Sunday afternoon, and you can hear it on only one radio station. WCCO, News Talk 830.
WCCO Radio News, good evening. I'm Rhonda Kinchlow. Our top local stories, a winter storm watch is posted for the Twin Cities for Thursday. Two public housing officials in Minneapolis are arrested, charged with demanding money from prospective tenants. A Minnesota State Council recommends ways to reduce the number of repeat offenders in the state's prisons. And world and national news just ahead on CBS.
And good evening again, WCCO meteorologist Mike Lynch. The snow is on the way. Just flurries tonight, though. In the Twin Cities tonight, cloudy skies and flurries. Overnight low should be right around 13 degrees. And then tomorrow, infamous low pressure moves in from the south. We'll see snow developing. A winter storm warning for south of the Twin Cities tomorrow. They could get as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow in extreme southern Minnesota. Up in the Twin Cities, a winter storm watch. We could see as much as 4 to 6 inches of snow tomorrow. High tomorrow, about 24 degrees. Snow gradually tapering off tomorrow night. On Friday, some gradual clearing across the area. The high Friday, about 25 degrees, and then a pretty quiet weekend. Right now in the Twin Cities, cloudy skies, 15.
WCCO Radio News coming up after CBS. Details on our local stories and the five-day forecast on Minnesota's news and weather station. News Talk 830 WCCO Minneapolis, St. Paul. The time at the tone, 6 o'clock.